Chapter 8. Vangorich Decided. The final time Venand went to meet Vangorich at the Sigillite's retreat, she abandoned the code of coloured smokes and contacted him openly. And she went armed. Although she had refrained from voxing him until she was a few hundred metres from the Forgotten Garden, she had no chance to lay an ambush, for when she arrived, Vangorich was sitting on the bench. He smiled sadly, shut his book, the same one he had been reading the last time they met, and set it down.
"We won't be able to use this place again," he said, ignoring the last pistol she was pointing at his head. "I suppose you knew that, contacting me on open vox like that. Everyone will know about it. Such a shame. It took me years to find it. It's a piece of history I shared with nobody but you. Never mind. It is time I came out from the shadows a little. I always thought the Cerebrium would make a fine personal office. I will take it on. It is a beautiful room. If no one objects, of course."
He seemed to focus on her properly for the first time.
"Your actions and that gun suggest you are less than pleased with me."
"What did you do to Veritas?" He feigned surprise, and that enraged her. Her finger twitched on the trigger, and it was all she could do not to shoot him in the face then and there.
"What do you mean?"
"Stop it, Draken," she shouted. She circled, searching for traps and assassins, wishing that she'd thought more calmly and ordered a kill team to accompany her. Instead, she'd rushed to the Inquisitorial Fortress's spaceport and taken the first craft she'd seen to get here. She regretted her haste. "He's dying."
"I'm so sorry to hear that," he said, and looked like he meant it. "He is a little stiff, but a good man in the most fundamental of ways. It is no wonder that you two have become quite close, which is amusing, really, seeing as he tried to kill you. And now you're here, threatening to kill me for allegedly killing him. Honestly, the contradictions of this life never fail to entertain me."
"Drop your act, Draken." He shook his head.
"This is no act," he said almost regretfully. "This is truly who I am."
"Give me the antidote," she said. She chanced a step towards him. Vangorich sat innocently in his lifeless garden in the ossified heart of the Imperium. She thought of the synthetic forest in the Inquisitorial Fortress. As pale a reflection of the past as it was still alive. In the Sigillite's retreat, there was only death.
"I am afraid there is no antidote," he said. "Not if he has already collapsed. It will be a matter of time now. I am sorry."
"You admit it, then?"
"I believe I just did. Yes," he said with a little shrug.
"Why did you do it? The crisis is over. The orcs are done. We should be rebuilding."
"And we will," he said, "which is precisely why I had to do it. Veritas would never agree with me, you see. I wanted the poison to be an insurance policy, the way I did with Mesring. You spoilt that for me, remember? You might agree with me, though," he said speculatively.
A cold, sinking feeling clutched at Venand. Her pistol wavered in her hand.
The High Lords.
Where were the other High Lords right now?
"What do you mean, Vangorich?"
"The Officio Assassinorum is a check on the follies of Empire," said Vangorich. "I know what it can do, what an abuse of power it could be to use it as the Emperor intended it to be used. That is why I have avoided acting. Until now. I was hoping Veritas could be controlled, not like Mesring, you understand. I never had any respect for him. I just needed enough leverage to convince Veritas what we are doing is right."
"You are Lord Protector. Why do you need him under your control?"
"I did not want to be Lord Protector. I wanted Veritas in the role, I really did. I thought Veritas would do a much better job of it than me, though of course I needed some control. Thane flushed me out, and I've had to act."
"You were going to give him an antidote, but in small doses."
"Yes, but I haven't, because there's no need now. It's gone too far."
Vangorich made an apologetic face, like a scholem child caught stealing sweet treats.
"Do you think that squabbling rabble in the Senatorum would actually make things better, when all they've done for 1,000 years is stuff their greedy faces with the wealth of the Imperium? I didn't want this, Venand. I had no choice."
"Oh, Vangorich," she said in despair,
What have you done?
Only what needs to be done. Thane saw that too, I think. If I look at it in a certain way, I might even say that I have his tacit permission. Don't you see? The Imperium is as petrified as the wood of this bench. He patted the wood soundlessly. If it is to come into leaf again, the old wood must be disposed of, and the new given chance to germinate. Try to see it as I do. We have the opportunity to instigate a new era for mankind.
You are not the Emperor. You're not the Sigilite.
One of those people can do nothing. The other is dead so long, I'm sure his abilities and wisdom have been exaggerated greatly. You know what time and legend can do to a man's reputation. We can never live up to the past because we invent it to punish ourselves. It was probably no better or worse than our own era.
I can't let you do it, she said.
You'd kill me. Then who would be the assassin? He said.
His humour was tinged with sadness.
Best leave that sort of thing to me. It is what I am, after all. I am trying, Venant, not like those fools in the High 12. I aspire to the greatness of the past. They're simply overawed by it. Vulcan, a son of the Emperor himself, denounced the Council. Corland killed Mesring. Thane made me Lord Protector. It all makes sense. They have to die. I thought you of all people would understand that.
Vangorich, stating his murderous design out loud, released something savage in Venant. She fired, putting a lasbolt through Vangorich's forehead. Vangorich flickered. He blinked sympathetically at her. She opened up, putting beams of light through every part of the Grand Master, but they passed harmlessly through him. The wood of the bench smouldered. She looked around for the loops and projectors of a hololith unit, but could see none. The illusion was totally convincing, the best she'd ever seen, lacking the ghost-like quality the majority of projections possessed.
A shame, sighed Vangorich's projection. I thought you would probably react like that, but I was holding out hope you would not. We really should work together. Now, it seems, I've some work to win you over. No matter. You'll see the light.
Venant held up her vox button to her mouth.
It's too late, Venant. You can't save them, said Vangorich. The order is given. The High Lords die today.